This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Britain for a visit that includes a meeting with the royal family, a state dinner, and talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports, Trump is mixing pomp and circumstance with a political fight.
The president had not even arrived in London before he called the city's mayor a stone-cold loser after Sadiq Khan said the president did not deserve a red carpet treatment. The state visit comes amid Brexit turmoil, with Prime Minister Theresa May stepping down this week. Still, the British have planned 3 days of pomp and circumstance.
We're going to put on a fantastic show for him this week.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's about celebrating the two nations' ties and marking D-Day's 75th anniversary, which the president will do in both the UK and France. I'm Sagar Magani.
On Monday evening at a state dinner, President Trump offered a toast to the longstanding friendship between the United States and Britain, once colony and colonizer, now diplomatic allies.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen. Thank you.
Trump's visit comes as Prime Minister May prepares to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former foreign minister Boris Johnson to succeed her. He told reporters before departing the White House late Sunday he may meet with Johnson while he's in London. Trump has openly criticized the way Ms. May handled her mandate. This is VOA News. At least 13 people were killed Monday and many others critically injured when Sudanese military forces opened fire to disperse a weeks-long sit-in protest in central Khartoum. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard Monday morning as security forces moved on the site of the protest outside the defense ministry. Witnesses say that by mid-afternoon, the protest site had been cleared. Just hours earlier, security forces halted a protest by journalists demanding freedom of the press in central Khartoum. The Sudanese journalist network's Adil Ibrahim said they organized the protest in response to authorities shutting down the office of Qatar state broadcaster Al Jazeera last week without a stated reason.
We think it is a crime against their rights to work, their rights of freedom of speech. And I think it is a very, very, very bad decision.
The Sudanese Journalist Network is part of an alliance of professional organizations that has led the demonstrations since April against military rule. Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a minibus carrying government employees in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 5 people and injuring 10 others. The deadly attack in the capital occurred on the eve of Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. The attack came a day after 3 separate bomb blasts in Kabul killed at least 2 people and injured 24 others. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for those attacks, saying they caused 33 casualties among Afghan Shiites, journalists, and security forces. Chicago police say the city has weathered its most violent weekend of the year so far, with 52 people shot and 10 killed. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson on Monday said the city had reached a despicable level of violence. He said Chicago must change its approach if it wants to change its violence problem.
We know who a lot of these people are. And how do we know that? Because we keep arresting them over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just a vicious cycle. So until we hold violent offenders accountable the way that they should be, we're going to continue to see this.
Police believe the majority of the violence comes from gang activity. Johnson said a total of 92 firearms were seized on Friday. That's nearly double the amount seized in a typical weekend. And Mexico has warned that Donald Trump's threatened new tariff on its imports would hurt the economies in both countries and not help him stem the tide of migrants entering the U.S. through its southern border. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.